Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is Minding Your Money 360, news, perspectives, and real-world answers to manage your whole life for success. Today on MYM 360, as the year begins to wind down, I thought it might be a good idea to combine fun with something that could really be very helpful to you on your journey to financial independence. So let's talk money personalities, what they are, the impact they can have on your finances, and steps you can take to override some of your natural tendencies. Depending on who you choose to look at, there are literally dozens of personality types and subtypes. But over the years, I've settled in on four basic types: the spender, the saver, the accumulator, and the avoider, because I believe these cover most of the characteristics that I have seen in my clients. So let's start with the spender. And remember, as I go through these are generalities. Most people are likely a combination of two or more different types, and the type you fall into can also vary with the situation you find yourself in. So take all of this with a grain of salt. The spender, also known as a giver, likes to, spend money, and they often do so impulsively. Spenders often pick up things that as they stand in line at the checkout, splurge on loved ones. However, investments are more of an afterthought if they think about them at all. Spenders also are likely to have credit card debt and not much in terms of savings for emergencies or retirement. So what should you do if you are a spender or if you notice that you have spender tendencies? Here are three things you can do to help you stay on track and override some of those tendencies. Number one, set limits on your spending, such as giving yourself a cash allowance and stopping when the cash runs out. Number two, put some things on autopilot so that money for your emergency and retirement come out of your accounts before the money gets to you. And number three, if you have credit card debt, make a plan to get out and limit the number of credit cards you own. Finally, if you want to change your behavior, keep a purchase journal and make a note of the emotions you experienced at the time of especially splurge purchases. Did the purchase make you feel happy, even if it was only temporarily? If it was a gift for someone else, examine your reasons for wanting to spend money on them. Was it to make you feel better or to feel liked? If so, you might want to look for other ways to accomplish this, especially if it means going into debt or not funding other important goals. Tune in tomorrow as we focus on another money personality type. Keep the conversation going on Facebook at Minding Your Money. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this has been Minding Your Money 360. For more information, visit us at psworth.com/MYM360.